L'cho yiyah, mash mit any kind you want. Rashi says, or liyarman kama leirachmona b'chol zara b'chlal. Any kind is b'chlal. You give it any kind you want. You give charamim. You don't have to the chiddush price. So you don't have to give it only to the kahanim of that mishma that are working the base of mikdash. But you can give it to any kind you want. That's the chiddush over here. No, it's the kind should shabayis the mishma here. That's the idea. Or l'chol yiyah kacham mashen kain hechrim says hechrim sadayis. If someone is machim his fields. Then lachru is nice on the coin shabai simish. Then you have to give it up to the coin of that mishma. She never pasuk says kisada acherim makoin ti achuz osoi. That the sada acherim, once you give it to a coin, it's like his achuz it, like belongs to him. The goma lakoin lakoin mi gez lager. The parish of gez lager, the lachru is somebody steals from a ger and he swore false that he didn't own the money, and then he admits that he owes the money and the ger dies. So Torah says a special lach, you have to give the money to the kahanim. For awesome, so when you give the money over there to a kohen, how do we know it goes not to any kohen, but only the kohanim that are in the mishma working in the Beis Midrash at that time? For awesome, in Nolan, the Tanya of Nolan this, the pasuk says, La Hashem La Kohen. So, Kono Hashem, for Nosan La Kohen Shabbos Mishma. So, that it says there by Gez Lager, it's like Shem La Hashem La Kohen, it goes to the kohen of who? The kohanim Shabbos Mishma. So, Mura says, At time you're telling me La Kohen Shabbos Mishma, you can only give that Gez Lager. When you stole from the gear, and after he dies, you have to pay back the keren and the chaimish. How do I know to say it only goes to the kohen of that mishma? I ain't, and maybe not that way, it'll hold kohen shiyirta. It's a mitzvah to give the money to a kohen, but maybe any kohen is good. Kishuwem, when the pasuk says, milvad ela kipurim. Again, this person first stole from the gear, and then later he swore false that he does not owe the gear money, and then later he admits that he stole, and he swore false. The lachur is he has to pay now a keren, the money he stole, a chaimish, a fifth more, because he admits that he swore false, and he also has to bring a korban el hashem. He has to bring a korban hashem for a shvua shekel that he swore. So the pasuk says milavat if he has to bring back the money, means the keren and the chaimish, and also this hashem he has to bring. That's called milvad el hakipurim, including this korban that he has to bring. This hashem she has to bring a shvua shekel. Because that's pshita. When you bring a korban, who brings the korban? The kohen of that mishma, the kohen that's working then in the base of Mikdash. So the hikash over here, that the same kohen, the same place where the korban goes to, that's the same type of the kohen you have to give the money also. So if it's a svara, the money also has to go b'dapka to the kohen shabayis the mishma. So therefore that's what we say here. So by when you makrim yisoda, so when you have to give the sada to the kohen, it's not to any kohen you want. As the pasuk there says, la kohen tia. So we learn out la kohen from the parsha of Gez Lager, and there we learn out from the korban oshem that a bedavka has to go to the kohen in the of the oisa mishma. Yeah. Yeah. Come to much mishkos and bedaver. Now sada hayoytzes lakhanim biyovel. The same thing. Let's say somebody was a makdish's fields, and he didn't redeem it back. So we had before, according to Tanakama, that the fields go to the kohanim on yovel. So noisim the mishma shapoga by yovel. We give the field to the kohanim that are in the mishma when yovel comes. So the question is, iboilu poga boy b'shabes mai. Let's say the mishma of yovel, which is usually Yom Kippur, let's say comes out on Shabbos. What's going to be the locha? Rashi says the mishmaris mischalfois for chal ba yom kippurim boy b'yom liyezitim. When it's mechalif, that's what comes out. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. Halachur is the mishma in the base of Middash. You should change on Shabbos. Like in the morning it was last week's mishma, and then in the afternoon it's a new mishma now. So to which kohen they give? You have to give it away to the kohen now on Yovel. So this day there are two sets of kohen. There are kohen that leave and kohen that are first coming in today. So which set of kohanim is called the mishma? That's the shaila over here. So again, sada yetz l'kohanim b'yovel, noisno l'mishma shepoga b'yovel. I boil you. Poga boy b'shabes mai. So if Yom Kippur come out in the middle of the week, there wouldn't be any problem, because in the middle of the week it's always the same mishma the whole day. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, now it's a problem, because the middle of the day the mishma changes. So which set of kohanim get this character? So Mora says, Amr b'chi barami, mishmei d'chufana, noisno l'mishmer hayotzei. You give it to the kohanim that are leaving that day. But since they were there at the beginning of the day, or last night even, that's really when Yovel started. So the beginning of Yovel, you give it to those Kanim that were in the Mishmer at the beginning of the day. Rashi says, Shebeshusay Hiskel HaYovel Emesh. That's when Yovel really started last night, when these Kanim were working there. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Tani Nam Yechu, we don't like this also, that Nimseis Atroim, becomes like you're telling me, Echad Yovel V'yechad Shvis, whether it's Yovel or whether it's Shemitah, Shvius, Misham Tel Kiecha. They're both Misham at the same way. Rashi says what? The Bosser Aschel, always goes Bosser to the beginning. Yenim Tzayim, Rashi says, Hoyol Vishnas Memtes, Hizchul Shvius. The 49th year, that's a Shemitah, it's the 7th year. Vishon HaShel Achre, the year after, that's Yovel. So he says what? That Echad, says here, Atroim, Echad Yovel, V'yechad Shvius, Misham Tel Kiecha. Ella, what should be the difference? That sheyovel b'tchilasoi, yovel is mishamat at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year, and that Yom Kippur, that's when the kahanim, that's when everything takes place. That's when it goes to the fields. Fields go free, and the fields go back to kahanim. V'yashmota b'seifa, but that halacha is that when the shemitah goes by the 7th year, at the end of the 7th year, the last day of the 7th year, that makes the hashmotas k'sofim. But it comes out the same day. So this month, Yom Avice is going now that Yovel is not Yom Kippur, but Yovel is Rosh Hashanah also. So this is Abba Rabba. V'shimachi heveimo, v'vnei she Yovel. Should have said the opposite way around. Rashi says, Nim tzayi mahoil, when echad Yovel v'echad shvius m'sham tak echad, b'yoy mechad, k'r shvius m'shametes halvosa k'sef, and he lend anybody money, so at the end of Shemit, he can't collect it anymore. V'yovel also mechir is his sold karka goes back. This is Abba Rabba, Rashi says. Taimo tishnei mishamtim b'yoy mechad mishimachi the shviyas b'seif. Is that a reason why shviyas is at the end? V'yevu mitchilosoi dash teshtakar the beina shmosha shalerav Shabbos yovo nafka or shalerav Shabbos nafka shviyas v'yishosa tavayu mishamtim. This will come out good. Let's say like Rosh Hashanah, let's say it comes out on Shabbos. So mamash, that Friday beina shmosha is the last day of Shemitah. And that's the time when the Shemotas K'safim, the money goes away, the Chayiv goes away. And that's also considered the beginning of Yovel. Because Bein HaShemosh is at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, it's a suffix, whether it's still the last day or the next day. So at that time is when Yovel starts. So it could come out that the Bein HaShemosh, of this Shabbos, Friday night, of Shabbos, that's when you have both halachas called together. The Shemotas K'safim and the Shemotas Karkarko. Whereas Vishleim, a very good Shviyas for Seifa, Shviyas. If you lend somebody money, we say at the end of Shemitah, you can't collect it, it's only the last day of Shemitah. Why? The Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shalom, at the end of the 70th year. That's the Shemitah, that's when Shemitah takes place. That's good. Ela Yovel, but Yovel B'tchilosoi. Who says Yovel starts at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year? B'yom HaKippurim Hu. We always hold like the Rosh Hashanah of Yovel is not Rosh Hashanah really, but it's Yom Kippur. So it's 10 days later. You see, the pasuk says, "B'yom Kippur, tavivu shofar b'cholatzachem." On Yom Kippur, like blow the shofar. That's when it's called Yovel. Everything goes out free. So how could this brayta say that the Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah? So even on the 50th year, so where it says, "Hamani Reb Yishmoel b'noy shem Reb Yechonah ben Bruki." It goes according to Reb Yishmoel ben Bruki. The Yoma, he says, "Rosh Hashanah hu dechal yes Yovel, Yovel Shmo." That he holds it. He holds that Yovel starts in Rosh Hashanah. So according to that, it's good the price before that you could have mamash to both the same time come out that the Bein HaShemoshes of the Friday night that ends Shemitah and that starting Yovel, that Bein HaShemoshes, you have both halachas. The Hashemot is the end of Shemitah, so the Ksof and the loans go away. That's the beginning of Yovel now that the characters go out free. Tzmurah says, Shoma Chizkus, so Melzer gave to us also before. They say, since Yovel starts at the beginning of the day, so therefore if Yovel comes out on Shabbos, so then the Mishma that was there in the morning, that's the Mishma that was there at the beginning of Yovel, and they'll get the karka. Tzmurah says, Shoma Chizkia Bar Biluti, he heard over this halacha, V'yozel Oma Kamed Rav Hu, he went and said over in front of Rav Hu. So yes, V'leikosh Metat Lekakois, why don't we say, Bimak Rashi says, Lahod Reb Chiya Baravin. He heard over what Reb Chiya Baravin said. Tov Mova, the first halacha that there was Chiva Avos halacha, that if you machre metaltlim, you have a right to give it to any kind you want. You don't have to give it to Toish the Mishma. The question this was, he asked it back to him, that for Lekish metaltle kakois, why don't you make a hekish? Like you agree, if you machrim karka, you have to only give it to the kind from that Mishma. So why don't you make a hekish to say metaltlim should be done with the kakois? Rashi says, yeah, v'leikish metatl l'cherem ha-kakoyis, l'cherem to'iskish, t'chsiv, it says in the Pesukim, mikol ha-shaloi, u'misodi achuzosoi. It's hekish, everything you own that's metatlim, t'chsodi achuzo. So I should have said, just like the stei achuzo goes to the kain of that mishmer, the same thing to metatlim. Samura says, no, lav tonoyis, amachlegis tanoyim. V'ikud l'makish, v'ikud l'makish, k'mandom l'makish, v'nechem, v'chim v'yav v'sein, v'kod l'manyim v'holes, there's no hekish. That was good for the machlekes in the Mishnah about the Kahanim. Could there be machrim that feel the metaltlam or not? You make the hekish, metaltlam to kakois. So you see, it's a machlekes here also. He's going according to Mandiyama that you're not makish metaltlam to kakois. So if a lochov, you machrim, you metaltlam, you can give it to any kind you want. Now the Mishnah says, charme Kahanim, ain lehem pidyon, when someone makes something cherim, that he has to give it to the kohen. Rashi says charamim shechrim k'dei l'sitin l'kohen. When you machrim something, the das is to give it to a kohen. Lochas ein lam pin. You can't be paid with it. Rashi says the siv lo yimoker v'lo yigoyel. You can't be paid with it, but rather you have to give it to the kohen. Once it comes to the kohen, he could do whatever he wants with it. It's his own property. But the chiddush is once you're machrim, you said like you made it hegdish to give to the kohen. You can't redeem it, get it back anymore. It just has to go to the kohen. El noistum makanam ketruma. He has to give it to a kohen like truma. But once the kohen gets it, his own, he can do whatever he wants with it. He argues in the Mishnah before and holds that stam charam lebedek abayis. If somebody is machin something stam, you don't have to give it to the kohen, but rather you have to give it to the bedek abayis. It stays hegdish. That's kedushas donam on it. You have to give it to the bedek abayis, to the base of migdish. They own it. They can do what they want with it. Shneimer the pasuk says kol cheirim kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem. Kol cherim is kodesh kodeshim mul Hashem. Mashmi is kodesh kodeshim. It goes to the base of Mikdash. Yeah. So that's his Joshua. That's what Yehuda Ben Seir holds. The Chomer and the Chom the same like the Mishnah before, that they hold Stam Charom Lekanim. No, Stam, if you make him something, it goes to the Kain. Shem and the Pasuk says, Kisodei HaCherim LaKain Tiyachuzosai. There, the Pasuk there is talking about Yemakdish a field, and you did not redeem it back, so by Yevla goes to the Kohen. But it says, look, it is Stei HaCherim LaKohen Tiyachuzosoi. Mash Mevri Stei Cherim mostly goes to the Kohen. And came if so, Lom and them was the other Pasuk Taka say, like Mash like if you do him say, it says, Kol Cherim Kodesh Kedoshim Mul Hashem. It's Mash Mevri that Cherim is Kodesh Kedoshim, Mash Mevri remains for the Bedek Abayis to Hegdish. So, the Chom hold no, it just means to teach us, Shechal Al Kodesh Kedoshim Al Kodeshim Kalim. That you could be machrim something, even though it's kachim. If you have a korban oil, a korban shlomim, you could be machrim it. And it means the money of it. And the money you'll have to give to the kahanim. Like it says, machrim odom es kedoshov, a person could be makdish his kabonis, bein kach kedoshim, whether it's a korban oil, a korban chatis, bein kachim kalim, whether it's a shlomim, or a bechor, im neder, if he made the korban for neder, so nois and demeim. Neder means that you have to give this, and whatever happens to it, you have a chiyuv to bring. So Mela, if you made that cherim, what you have to do is you have to give the money of it to Hegdish. So what you meant to say was give the value of this korban to Hegdish. That's what you have to do. Give it to the kohen over here. In Neder Nois and Demeim, v'yim Nedava, let's say the korban was only Nedava. So if it gets lost, you don't have to pay money for it, so you don't have the chiyuv to give the money. Then the locher is, noisen es toivosan. You have to give the toivos hanor, what you have from it, that's what you have to give to the kohanim. Rashi says, on the b'chdei toivosan means toivos hanor sheyesh loy bo. Yit in the kohen, that's what you have to give to the kohen. Rashi says, okay, so what's the case here? That sure, you said this shore should be a korban oilo. Then you will machrim it, means you want to give it to the kohen. So imdim, we value like this. Kama odom roitz alite b'shorzeh. How much would a person pay for this ox, like riva oila, to bring it for an oila? Shein echayim, but he doesn't have a chiv to bring klayma. Odom, a person does not have to bring an oila. If he finds it cheap, How much would he pay to be able to bring it like for a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that much money you have to give, yitain zeh, shezui toibes anoa, sheidit the toibes anoa he has. Shrei yimeisa, let's say the animal would die, it would be stolen. He's not chai b'achriyusan. Ukeshefri, so soon as he was mafreshit, he was yotzedech avosan. Omeyate now, im tavad, if you lose it, it'll only be mafsed, only this present that will be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all he has from it right now. The fact he would have give a present to Hashem. So how much a person would pay to be able to give a present to Hashem, that's how much he'll have to give now to the Kohanim. That's what he meant to give. Again, in the Dov and Oysnes Tavosim, in Lashon, what does that mean? If somebody says, Shor Zer Oilo, so then we have to value Kama Odom Reit Zalitim B'Shor Zer, how much would a person pay that's not in Luchiv to bring a Korban Oilo, La Loisi Oilo, the cheapest price to get to bring it for Korban Oilo. Safo Pishen Rishu, even though he's not supposed to. But still, how much would he pay, and that much money he has to give to the Kohen. Yeah. Now it says, Habachor, Bein Tam, Bein Bamu Machrim Noise. So he could be Machrimit. Aye, it's a Korban, how could he give it to the Kohen? Ketzad, Ketzad Poydinoise. How do we see how much it's worth? Is Aimdim Kamodim Reitz Litim Habachor Zeh, Litnoi Leben Bitoi, or Leben Achoisoi. How much would you want?
All right, turn over.
How much would he want? Like if he'd be able to give it away to his own son, that's his own Leben Bita, his daughter's son, that's his daughter married a Kohen. So how much would he want to give, like to be able to give it to a Kohen? How much would he pay to be able to give it to his relative, the Kohen? That's called the Tavis Anor that he has. So that much money that he would pay in order to be able to give it away to his own mishpacha, the Kohen, that much money he would have to give to the Kohen.